my baby.
You see this fucking shitting kids?
I down a rain man, my baby.
June 16, 1976, the Soweto Uprising. Young students protest against the imposition of Afrikaans as the teaching language. Hundreds of school children are assassinated by the police that day.
The rage born that day soars into the 1980s, the dark years of apartheid. And this rage, says John Machikiza, is absorbed by the freedom songs.
Then after 1976, the Soweto generation, there was a whole new breed of young people who had a whole new set of codes in their consciousness. For them, there was a greater urgency, and out of them came freedom songs of a greater urgency. Young people of the Soweto generation would sing songs like, "Wena Matanzima, 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 uyiske bengu." It came directly out of their experience, challenging someone like Matanzima, who was, for them, a government stooge. When these same young people left the country in large numbers, they had a huge impact on the ANC camps. So they brought their new, dynamic, aggressive kind of singing, much more pared down, onto the kind of songs that were being sung in the camps, very Christian hymns. So those two kinds of music then began to merge. The two sides began to learn each other's music, not forgetting that the younger generation who were leaving the Soweto age of South Africa in 1976, 77, 78 had no contact with the people who'd left in the first wave of Mkhonto weSizwe in the early to mid-60s. So that was joining two strands of musical history somewhere in the middle of Africa, like Zambia or Tanzania, and finding the imperative to create new freedom songs that reflected both of these realities.
And what I noticed about the songs post 76, the young people used very much the social songs of the day, which were traditional, by the way, and they put in the words of the struggle. So one of the songs which I loved, and which the 76 generation sang, and excuse my very bad voice, Shanyalani ama bala zinganan gun kontos again, and it said, "Children, prepare the ground, make the way, umkontos coming." And I asked these youngsters, "Where do you get it from?" And they said, "Oh, no, that's the song we sing for weddings. When the bride is brought to the bridegroom's house, they sing, Shanyalani ama bala zingan. And that is, sweep the ground, sweep the floor, make it clean. Our new sister's coming." And then what they added was, "Umkhonto's coming."
With this new generation comes a new kind of dance, the toy toy, that is not limited to the training camps of Zimbabwe anymore. Ronnie Castrels explains this phenomenon.